We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, First News Time. It is Tuesday, December 1st, day 94 of the Ida recovery, highs of 74 today. Nice day to go riding around looking at some real estate. Arthur Sturbco joins us, a local real estate analyst, to talk about trends in New Orleans. How you doing, Arthur?
Terrific, Tommy.
Let me begin with this. Tulane University renovating Charity Hospital or redeveloping it. I don't know. Going back 10, 12, whatever it was, years, I remember the big controversy with Charity Hospital was damaged beyond repair to operate as a hospital. And then they wanted FEMA, because the threshold was 50%, right? And they wanted FEMA to give money for a new place. And eventually, I guess, they got it. So how now can Charity Hospital be redeveloped into a – is medicine going to have anything to do with what Tulane's going to be doing here or not?
Oh, absolutely. About a third of the building. The building's going to be huge. Close to 1 million square feet. And Tulane is going to be taking about a third of that building, leasing it. The building is still owned by the LSU Foundation, and they've given, in effect, a 99-year lease to Tulane. So Tulane is the major tenant. Will then be subleasing, I guess, part of the rest of the building out to some investors who will do some renovations and try to do a mix of office, retail. I think that the project is scheduled to be completed in 2025, according to the reports. There's a lot in the weeds there in terms of what the final layout of that building is going to be. But over the short term, we're going to see tremendous construction in that area, obviously. Anytime you add 300,000 square feet to renovate a building, that's a lot of workers, a lot of temporary workers. So we're going to see some pressure on rental rates in the mid-city area for sure.
So is the plan to gut the inside of the entire building, or do you know here? Or because they want to keep the facade the same, right? They want it to look the same?
The facade will remain the same, but I would think the interior is going to be dramatically different. Instead of basically hospital rooms for patients, a lot of that is going to be converted over to biotech and bioengineering and those kinds of things that Tulane is really well positioned for. They've had, a 50% increase in grants over each of the last 2 years. So they're flush with cash, which is very nice. And certainly have the resources to go and renovate that building to their specific needs. Exactly how much for conference rooms, how much for research labs and things like that. Obviously, you know, without knowing Tulane's exact floor plans and details, no one really knows that but them. But regardless, the employment when finished should be very dramatic in the area.
And that's going to have an impact on people living in the area to work on it, right?
Not just that, but the psychological impact of having that building come into commerce. You know, two of the biggest embarrassments to the city of Orleans Parish was the World Trade Center. Well, that's now into commerce, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And that was just an embarrassment to tourists. And Charity Hospital, which was an embarrassment to the general population of New Orleans, because so many people had touch points with that building. Either they were born there, they worked there, they had family members that worked there. There's hardly anyone from Orleans Parish who wasn't impacted by Charity Hospital over the decades. Obviously, it was Hurricane Katrina that destroyed the building, And they decided at the time it would made more sense to just start new rather than try to retrofit the building.
So in terms of the Plaza Tower, which when you said eyesores, that would be the third one that comes to mind. Is there any movement on that, or is that just sitting there netted up, hoping not to shed any other pieces that hurt people?
I think you just pretty much nailed it. It's wow. It's netted up, hoping not to hurt anybody. I haven't heard anything in the wind that's concrete about bringing that building back into commerce. But you're exactly correct. That is the third of the big eyesores in Orleans Parish, and certainly needs to come back into commerce in some fashion.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about commercial, residential real estate when we return. Arthur Sturbko is our guest, local real estate analyst, our friend. If you have any questions or comments, please text them into the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talking text line at 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. It is 850, 10 till 9, time for traffic on WWL. 8:55 and a half, WWL First News Time. We will have the code word for you in that Disney Dream Vacation, a Caribbean Disney Cruise Line family vacation for four people for four, five, or six nights in just a couple of minutes, in about 2.5 minutes, as a matter of fact. A couple of minutes left with Arthur Sturbko, local real estate analyst. Arthur, what about inflation, interest rates? Any effect on the residential real estate market? What are you seeing?
Oh, most certainly. I don't think there's much doubt about it. We've had a very healthy increase in appreciation, and that's been wonderful for single-family housing here in the entire metro market. But the flip side of that appreciation, I'm afraid, is going to be the inflation rate that seems to be well buried and pretty solid for the foreseeable future. So what does that mean? It means that people's monthly incomes aren't going to be growing. In fact, they may be diminishing just because of their buying power. So their you know, necessities of life are going to take a bigger part of their paycheck, and it's going to put some pressure on housing prices in terms of being able to afford or continue to sustain this rate of appreciation we've seen in residential real estate. Added to that, the interest rates going up a bit by the Fed to try to slow down the rate of inflation. So I don't think we're going to see the incredible heated residential market that we've seen over the last couple of years. I think it's going to moderate and probably get back to, if you want to say, a normal level we've seen when interest rates were in that 7, 8, 9%. I'm not forecasting that's what the interest rates are going to be, but I think that's going to be probably the level of home sales annually that we'll probably see. We should see a diminishment. Of course, that could be offset if we get a big influx of jobs, of new industries and things like that. But if we kind of continue the way we've been doing, I can see the single-family housing market stabilizing out to about what it is, and the number of home sales probably decreasing a bit.
Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate your time as always, and I know we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Take care. Bye.
All right. You bet. When we come back, we're going to talk to the
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.